We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Tzadi Dalet. We are up to Siftes, which is the last line on page 254. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Mi shehuchruch lehispalel miyushuv. Continuing from what we were discussing yesterday, one who is forced into davening in a sitting position, kisheyuchal tzarech lachzer ulehispalel mu'umud. The Mechaber says that when he is able to, he needs to daven again when he is standing. The Eino Tzarech Lohosef Badover, and he does not have to add anything new into the Shemoneh Esrei that he says standing. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah on that before we turn the page. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkaton Chafei Miyushav, a person who davened when he was sitting down, V'hu Hadin B'mahalich Baderech, and so too, like we discussed yesterday, if he davened while he was walking, so when he is able to, he needs to daven again standing. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkaton Chavav, Kishayuchal, Dahainu Shalo Avar Zmano. So long that the Zman of that tefillah did not pass, and he is able to, he would have to daven again standing, but he did not have to add anything else into Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishneh Berurah, in Chav Zayin Ratzalom, that means to say, the Zeh Lo Havi Kemispal B'Toras Nedava. This is not like davening a voluntary tefillah, the Kaim Lom Kamon, like we hold later on in Simen Kuv Zayin, the Tzarech L'Chavish Bada, you have to add some kind of new request. Here you don't need that, period. Here it says the Mishneh Berurah, Uladina Hiskimu Ha'achronim She'ein Tzarech Lachzer Ulespal Shenis. He says, Halacha L'maisa, the Achronim will agree that you do not have to follow what the Mechaber says here. You do not have to go back and daven again if you davened when you were sitting down. We're turning the page to Kuf Chav Ches, V'chein HaMinug, and that is the custom She'ein Ovrej Rachim She'espalu Baderech V'miyushav Chozrin U'mispalun Shenis. The minhag is that those travelers that davened on the way while they were sitting down, they do not go back and daven again when they are standing. Umikomokom imhurotza, however, one who davened sitting and he wants to daven again, yochol hispalol sheinis b'taras nedova. He could daven again a second time as a voluntary tefillah. Imhu batuach shiachavein libo b'tefilaso. If he is guaranteed that he'll be able to have the proper kavana during his tefillah, k'mo shekasav sof simin kuf zayin, like we'll see later on in simin kuf zayin. The ein tzarach lechadish b'davar, he also, in this voluntary tefillah, would not need to be mechadish anything new, even though normally with tefillah sadava we say you should. The zeshe mispalo ato b'amidu hu kechidish. Because here, where your first tefillah was sitting and your second tefillah is standing, that's already enough of a chiddush, the fact that you are standing. Kein kosav b'sefer mogen giborim, u'midivrei primagodim mashma she'ein kedai l'espalal hayom nedava. From the primagodim, it's mashma that it's not kedai to daven nowadays in nedava. Note 29, he comes up with some scenarios where even he would agree that you would daven in nedava. But we're going to continue now in the Ramah on the top of the page on Kuf Chav Ches. Says the Ramah, Umi sheba baderech v'usamach l'malon. Someone who is traveling on the road and he is very close to the hotel. Im yochol lehistalek min haderech b'makom shelo yafsikuhu ovei drachim. If he is able to move to the side of the road and not to be interrupted by other passerbys, yistalek sham, he should pull over there and daven on the road on the side. V'lo yispalel b'malon shel ovei kochavim. Rather than waiting till he gets to the non-Jewish hotel and davening there. Now the next four words, we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah, he takes them out and puts them at the end of the Ramah. Avo im I efshar lo lehistalek min haderech b'mokom shelo yafsikuhu. But if that is not possible, he can't move to the side of the road to a place where they won't interrupt him. Then yispalel b'molon be'ezek karen zavis. Then he should in fact daven in the Goyesha hotel in a corner. Shelo yaval b'luhu b'nei abayis. So the people of the household of the hotel should not interrupt him. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkaton Chav Ches min haderech that if he's able to be moving aside from the derech where he won't be interrupted, he should do that. Leilech litzdadav ulhispalo shom ba'amida. The maila of being able to go to the side of the road and daven is that he'll be able to daven there while he's standing instead of sitting. Sifkaton Chav Ches, that's better to go to the side of the road and daven there standing than waiting till he gets to the hotel of the goyim. Shebevade yeshbo gilulim v'toevos. Because we have to assume in this Goyish hotel there are going to be idols and other abominations. V'ein lahachnish l'sham davar shebekdusha. And you should not bring dvarim shebekdusha into such an abominable place. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom omar kitzesi esair v'chuli. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, when I leave this city, I will pray for you. V'lo rotza l'hispalo b'mitzrayim l'fi shehoysa m'leila gilulim. Malaya Galulim. He didn't want to daven in Mitzrayim because it was filled with idols. So therefore, there is a chisaron in davening in the Goyish Hotel, because there are idols around and we don't want to daven around idols. In note 30, he points out, Ula Hispalo Bebeis HaTifla, I don't know if he means to say Beis HaTifla or he means Bedafka Beis HaTifla, Shall HaReformim or HaConservatim. About davening in a reform or conservative temple, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it is usser. V'chein b'makam ha'kavu l'pritzis v'holulus, so to a place that is set up for pritzis or holulus. So Rav Moshe writes also, she'aser l'hispalobo, it's usser to daven there, k'even shu makam she'sanu l'akadosh baruch hu, it's a place that is hated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's inappropriate to daven there. And says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata and Lamed, Rav Moshe holds you're not supposed to daven in a conservative shul. It's not set up. It's not a shul. It doesn't have a din of a shul. It has a din of a negative din.
What's the difference between davening in the shul that
because that's a negative. That has a negative. It's anti what we believe in, and therefore it's a negative. It's not just like davening in a bank. It's a negative. It's going against halacha, and therefore. I don't want to go that far, but Rav Moshe is usher. Zokti Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sifkata Lamed, Shelo Yaval Belu B'nei Abayis. We said in the Ramah that if you have the choice to pull over to the side of the road or daven in the Goyish Hotel, better to pull over to the side of the road and not daven in the Goyish Hotel. But if you can't pull over to the side of the road, you could daven in a corner of the hotel, Shelo Yaval Belu B'nei Abayis, in the corner so that people in the hotel, the B'nei Abayis, will not interrupt you. Tzarech Lomar B'sof Achar Tevas Karen Zavis. Here's where the Mishnah Berurah points out the correct way of reading the Ramah, which I read it when I read it before. V'rotzolomar, the Ramah means to say, Shelo yochush rak limtso karen zavish shelo yaval beluhu. That if you're going to daven in this Gayish Hotel, you should find a corner to daven so they won't confuse you. Aval lo yochush ligilulim, but you don't have to worry about the fact that there are idols there. Share kol tfilasenu ba'yaros meleos gilulim. All our tfilos nowadays are in cities in which there are idols. But obviously, not able to be makpid on what Moshe Rabbeinu was makpid on a Mitzrayim, we daven in cities where there are idols, and therefore if there are idols in the hotel, that wouldn't be ma'akev. Just make sure that you go to a place where you won't be interrupted. V'im b'kosel mizrachi sham tuluyim gilulim, and if on the eastern wall where you want to daven, there are idols hanging there, or crosses hanging there, al yispala la'oso tzad elu tzad acher. You should not daven in that direction. Rather, you should turn to a different direction, afal pish eno mizrach, even though you will not be facing mizrach. And then the Ramah finishes off and says, v'im yefsher listalek min haderech. If it is impossible for you to pull over to the side of the road to daven, v'tzarech lehispala mahalech umayushuv, and therefore if you're going to daven on the road, it's going to be either while you are walking or while you are sitting, and the other option of going into the hotel, you know that you won't be able to daven there in a corner uninterrupted. So you have the two choices. Either you could daven with kavana when you're sitting or while you are walking, or you could daven without kavana while you are standing. Says the Ramah, Muta lehispalo baderech miyushev umahalech. It's better to daven on the road while you're walking or while you're sitting, rather than daven without kavana while you're standing. Kevan sha'az yachol lechaven yoser, because you could have more kavana, and that's what we're looking for. Umikom akom im yachol lehispalo b'malom b'bika o b'chatzer o b'gina. But if when you get to the hotel, there'll be some kind of valley or courtyard or garden that you could daven in, muta, that's better. V'yetze yidei shneim, then you could satisfy both of them. V'yispalo b'ma'umar u b'kavana, then you could daven standing and with Kavana. That is the end of Siman Tzadi Dalet, and now we are going to begin Siman Tzadi Hei. And we're going to try to complete it tonight as well. Kivun Eivara B'Shas Tfila.
Would it have the same thing as driving?
Yeah, well, we discussed yesterday, there was a note, it might have been before you came, where Rosh Shlomo Zalman said two problems with davening while you are personally driving. Number one, you're not able to keep your feet together. Your feet are busy with other things, so it's not as good. And number two, it's Takanas Nefashos. That's what he writes. So even though many people now bench when they're driving, and right, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says you shouldn't do it. So,
and cell drivers are also different.
That's good. We're not going to repeat that though. Okay, Zot the Mechaber Simin Tzadi Hey Halacha Aleph Yechavin Raglov Ze Eitzel Ze Bikivun Keilu Einam Elo Echad. A person when he is davening Shmoneh Esrei should put his feet together and make it as if he has one foot. What is the purpose of that? Lihidamos lamalachim. It's to make ourselves similar to angels. Diksiv bahen, where it is written about the angels, viraglehem regel yeshara. Their feet are a straight foot. Kolomar raglayim nirim kiregel echad. Their feet appear like one foot, and therefore we put our feet together to be like the malachim. Says the Rama, yesh omrim kishomed lehispalal yelech lefonav shalosh psios derech keruv vehagoshel ledover shetzarech lasos. Before we start Shmona Esrei, there are those who say that you should take three steps forward, like moving closer to the thing that you have to do. Says the Mishabura Yechavin Raglov. Let's actually look at note number one before we read the Mishabura. Vigam Lamala Eitzel Etzbo'os Haraglayim Hevia Beis Yosef She'ein Loses Revach. Also, by the top of your feet, by your toes, they also should be together. The feet, it's not just your heels should be together, the whole foot should be together. But in note number two, he writes, Umi She'enu Yochol Lihitzamed Raglov Zulazu. Some people are not able to put their feet directly together. So Moshe writes, She'yikarev Osan Akamash Yuchol. Do the best that you can. And a shliach tzibur that's davening without his feet together, Rav Moshe says, "Sheimhu machma she'enu yochol lasas." And if he can't do it physically, so yesh lanichol lespalakach, you can let him be the chazan without his feet together because he can't put them together. He's doing his best. Achimhu machma she'sover shehutra adover. But if it's because he holds, you don't have to. Ve'enu rotsu l'shanos, he doesn't want to change from his ways. Afilu shehurgul b'kach shanim rabos. Even if he's done this for many years, ein lanichol lespalach ne'omud, he should not be allowed to be the chazan. Says the Mishabur Yechavin Raglov, ubidyevet afilu imlo kivin raglov klal yotza. Even if his feet are not together at all, he is yotze. Now look at note number three where he explains two rayas why you are yotze if your feet are not together. The Mogen Giborim brings two rayas where we know that if your feet are not together for Shmonesa, you are yotze. Number one is Midivri HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tvila, Shemona es tikun haguf bichlal hadvarim shamispalo tzorach liyizor behem. He lists tikun aguf, the preparation of your guf, of your body, is included in things that you have to be careful about. Ach gam im lo asakein, ein ze ma'akiv. But tikun aguf is not ma'akiv. And there he goes on. What is a tikun aguf? Tikun aguf, hainu l'chavin raglav zulazu. You have to put your feet together. V'im kei mavur she'in ma'akiv. It's very clear and pretty explicit from the Rambam that if your feet are not together, it's not ma'akiv. You should do it, but it's not ma'akiv. Raya number two, he says, v'odo chia kein, from what we learned yesterday, me rochav agabe hachamor. When one is riding on a donkey, sh'afa pish enu yochel l'chavin raglav zulazu, mishlamah, you have one foot on one side, one foot on the other side, they're not together like a malach, mikomokom yotzei dechova, you see, you could be yotzei, so you see, it's not ma'akir to have your feet together, two rayas, that b'dievet, if you do not have your feet together, you are yotzei, you are tefillah. Says the Mishabura, if katan bay is the reason we put our feet together, is to be like malachim. Shekevan shemedaber im ha-shechina, since we are speaking in Shmoneh Esrei to the Shechina, tzarech l'salei komachshavos haguf milibo. We have to remove all thoughts of the body from our hearts, uledamos ki'iluhu malach, and we have to think as if we are angels. V'afilu muyoshev ba'golo, even if one is in a wagon, or he's in a car, but he's not driving, mikomakom yechavin raglov, still he should put his feet together. Od kosvu sha'al yismoch oz la'achrav, he also shouldn't be leaning backwards. V'lo yehei mutul etzadov, he shouldn't be leaning to the sides. V'al yishod raglov, he shouldn't have spread his feet out. V'al yakivem zelzeh, his feet shouldn't be on top of each other. Mipnei she'kol zehu derach gaiva, these are all haughty ways of davening. Elo yoshev v'rosh okofav, he should sit with his feet together and his head bent down. Yelech lefanav, we said in the Ramah that the appropriate way, according to some, to start davening is to take three steps up, like you're about to do something. The ein tzarech lachzor lachorav kedei leilech lefanav. Kein kosev el yirabah. The el yirabah says that you only have to take three steps up. You do not have to take first three steps back in order to then take three steps up. Aval minaga olam leilech lachorav. However, the custom is to, in fact, take the steps back before you take the steps up. In note number 6, he points out, why do we take the three steps forward? The Darchei Moshe says that it's keneged the shalosh hagoshos l'tfilah shebamikra, the three moving close to tefillah that we see in the psukim, vayigash Avraham, vayigash Yehuda, and vayigash Eliyahu. In note number 7, when he says that the minug is to in fact take three steps back in order to take three steps up, in note number 7, he writes, "Ve'es hashalosh psios sheposeil la'acharav." These three steps that you take back, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, "Sheyase lifnei shemesayim es birchas gal Yisrael." You should take the steps back before you finish the bracha of gal Yisrael. Ula'achar sheyaseim es habracha. After you finish the bracha of gal Yisrael, yachzor lefanav shalosh psios. Then you should take your three steps up. Ubetama dover shalicha shalosh apsios eino nechsheves hefsek ben geula l'tfila. The reason why that walking is not considered being mafsek ben geula l'tfila, the Tila David says is bipnei shehein sarach ha-tfila, that's considered a need of the tfila, and therefore it's not a hefsek. Ubetfilas mincha ve'arvish shashat omer kaddish kodesh shmona esrei. This is interesting. And when it comes to mincha and maariv, where the Shulchan Tzibur says kaddish before shmona esrei, the Rivavos Ephraim brings down that Rav Moshe Feinstein used to do when he was a Shulchan Tzibur, haya poseya es hashalosh psios kodem kaddish. He would take his 3 steps up before kaddish, kevon shakaddish hu chelek mashmona esrei. So he would say kaddish and go right into shmona esrei. He did not say kaddish and then take 3 steps back and 3 steps up. He went into the Amud, took his 3 steps up, said Kaddish, and then he started Shmoneh Esrei right away. That was the minhag of Moshe Feinstein. I remember Rebbe Mai did that as well. So that's, there are those who are annoyed that way. The im ha'adam shela'acharav kvar hischil Shmoneh Esrei. If the person behind you already started Shmoneh Esrei, now you want to take your 3 steps back to take your 3 steps up, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, shelo yikaneis latoch arba amosav shel mispalel. Do not take 3 steps back. You do not want to go within the 4 amos of the guy behind you, as we'll see soon in Simin Kuf Beis. Elo yasul Shmoneh Esrei miyad mibli lisoa. Don't take steps back. If you can't do it, don't do it. Anyway, you're really supposed to only take 3 steps up. But I guess if you could do that, just take the 3 steps up. If you can't do that also, I'm not sure why you wouldn't be able to do that. But if don't take the 3 steps back if someone behind you is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Kasa b'darche Moshe. Maharil hayonoheg lamud b'shachris l'tfila Shmoneh Esrei. Masai shehischil ha-shiyat tzibur tehilos l'kel el-yom. The Maril was noeg to get up during Shachris, to get up already for Shmoneh Esrei, from the time the Chazan started saying Tehilos HaKel Elyon. Ubemincha kesheyared HaShiyat Tzibur lefnei HaTeva. He started standing for Mincha when the Chazan went up to the Amud. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out in note number 8 that that's Lav Dafka. What it means to say is, Shehainu Acharei Ashrei Kodem Kaddish. And so writes Aruch HaShulchan, that what the Maril did was he didn't get up before Ashrei, but after Ashrei, before Kaddish, he got up, which is what we do anyway, get up before Kaddish and be standing for Shmoneh Esrei. Ba'arvis, k'shehischa shilat tzibur Kaddish, and so too by Maariv, to get up before the Kaddish, which is before the Shmoneh Esrei. V'gam yosir oz kicho v'niyo v'chod davar mevalo machshavto. Also, those would be appropriate times to remove any junk in your nose or your mouth or anything else that will be distracting to you during Shmoneh Esrei during those couple of moments before you start your actual Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Vayter Siv Beis. Tzorich sheyachov rosho ma'at. You should put your head down, bend your head down a little bit when you're davening. Shiu einov lamata la'aret. So your eyes should be facing downwards towards the ground. V'yachshov ki'ilu omei bebeis hamikdash. And you should think in your mind as if you're standing in the Beis Hamikdash. Uvelibu yechavein lamalu l'shamayim. And your heart, you should be mechavein upwards towards Shamayim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Sefkotan Dalet ayin la'el simen tzadi Sefkotan ches of Mishnah Berurah. Now that's note number 11 in the back of the Sefer, which I would like to read. Page 26 in the back, you could just listen. That earlier, the Mishnah Berurah brought down from the Magen Avraham, that he asked the Kasha, Shekan Kosova Shulchan Aruch Shachar L'Esbal G'Shein of Klapei Mata. Here the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you daven with your eyes down towards the ground. But earlier we learned in Simen Tzadi, Shetzaruch Shiu Chalonos Beis HaKnesses, that you need windows in the shul, Kedei She'Esbal Kenegdom. So you should daven across from the windows. So if there are windows, what are the windows accomplishing if we're looking down? That is the question of the Achronim. V'tirates alzeh ha-Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham answered this tira and said, Shetzarech lehispalo k'she'en of klape mata. You in fact have to daven with your eyes facing downwards like the Mechaber says here. Ela she'im tispatel kavanosel b'emtza tefila. If you get distracted during Shmoneh Esrei and you lose focus, Yisa einov l'shamayim l'orra kavana. Then you look upwards through the windows towards Shemayim to inspire kavana. So the windows, according to the Magen Avraham, were there as a backup plan if you get distracted. That was the Magen Avraham. But continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, v'abach chosav, the Bach gives us a different answer. Dekodem sheyaschil l'hispalel. That it's before you start davening, yistakil b'chalonos klapei Shemayim. You should look out the windows towards heaven, kidei she'libo nichna, in order to humble your heart. So we have two different answers of whether your eyes should be down by the windows. We have the Magen Avraham who says the windows are in case you get distracted in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And we have the Bach that says it's there for humility before you start Shmoneh Esrei. L'mato v'aretz if katan hey, one's eyes should be downward during Shmoneh Esrei. V'osan ha-magbiyan rasheyem v'eneyem l'mala. And those who lift up their heads and their eyes, kimabitin alagag, as if they're looking at the roof, ha-malochim maligim aleyem. The angels are laughing at them for looking up during Shmoneh Esrei. I guess that's not a good thing. The cost of our pre-migodim she'ein lasos tnuah mashuna. You shouldn't do any funny movements during Shmoneh Esrei. Ubiyachid reshus. If you're in private, that's an option. You could do it. Velo b'tzibur, but not if you're in public. Ubeprat lahorim kol v'kadoma. Certainly not to raise your voice and to be inappropriate in what the tzibur is doing. That you should not do during your davening. Kosu ha'achronim. The achronim write shekol mi she'enu otzem eno b'shas tfila Shmoneh Esrei. Anyone who does not close his eyes during Shmoneh Esrei, eno zoche liros p'nei shechina b'tzeis nafsho. Very scary. He will not be zoche to see the face of the shechina when he passes on from this world. That is not good. Ach, however, it's not necessary that your eyes have to be closed for sure. In mispalo besider, if you're davening from a sitter, the eino pekuchos kedei lirospo, and your eyes are open in order to see the tefillah in the sitter, leis lon ba, that is not a problem. Va'ayin le'el besimen tzadi aleph, sifkot and vav, and mishabura, where we mentioned a few other strong inyanim about davening with your eyes closed. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel, Maniach Yodov Alibo Kefusin. A person should have his hands on his heart. Kefusin Perish Kshurin. His hands should be like bound together by his heart. Hayimonis Alasmolis. His right hand should be on his left hand. Va'omed Ke'ever Lifnei Rabo. And he should be standing like a servant in front of his master. Be'emba Be'yiru V'fachad. With all different types of fear and trepidation. V'lo yaniach yodov achalotzov mipnei shu derech yuaroi. He shouldn't be standing there with hands on his hips. That is a gaivadic way to be standing during davening. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotun Vav, his hand should be on his heart, libo. B'makum shenohogin lamud kein lifnei hamelach kishimedabrim imo v'sholem mi'ito tzarcheihem. This that the Mechaber says that one should daven with his hands on his heart, that's in a place where the minhag is to stand that way in front of a king when you're speaking to him and you're making your request from him. V'akol k'minhag hamakom. Everything goes according to the minhag hamakom. U'b'sefer asara ma'maros kosav b'shem ha'ari she'anichuz ro'osam alibul. That you should have your arms on your heart. Yemonis al-smolis. Your right arm over your left arm. U'b'shem ha'ramak she'yochov ha'agudo b'soch pisas hayad. That you should stick your thumb inside the palm of your hand. Your thumb should be inside your hand. And the notes in the back, there's a couple of very interesting things over here. In note number 14, he writes, on that which we said, Akol Kaminaga Medina, the note writes, V'lochein b'nei odom shekosher lehem lehispalol im menichim midayam zu azu. People who might be uncomfortable davening with their hands like that, one on top of the other, it's just they're not feeling it. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Sheyecholen loseis yideyam ala shtender. They can put their hand on the shtender. V'chol echad yaseh kefi shetovlo lehispalol. Every person should do what's comfortable for him to daven. V'chein nogu ha-chazan ish and the stipler lehispalol kishyideyam ala shtender. So the Chazan Ish and the stipler, some big things to lean on, they would daven, not leaning, but they would daven with their hands on their shtender. So that's a raya, that a person davens how he's comfortable davening. If you have more kavana with your hands on your shtender, especially if your eyes are closed and you want to be holding on to something, sometimes it's more comfortable when your eyes are closed to be holding on to the chair in front of you or the shtender. So that is certainly permissible. In note 15, on that which we said, the right hand goes over the left hand, he points out the reason. V'tam ha'dover nesbar v'dachei Moshe. Dachei Moshe says, shu k'dei lahagbir es midas ha'rachem al-midas ha'din. We know the right hand represents the midas ha'rachem and the left hand midas ha'din. So we put the right hand over the left hand during davening to show that the rachamim should override the din. Ulefi tam zeh kosav agonu chayin kinyeski shebeiter yad hochim achre yaminu smol da'alma. According to this reason, so it doesn't matter if you're a lefty or a righty, either way your right hand should be over your left, because even for a lefty the midas harachamim is the right hand. Therefore for everyone, if you're davening in that position with your hands by your heart, the right hand should always be over the left hand. Although, I have to point out, it wasn't tefillah, but the famous new video picture of the Chavetz Chaim, if I noticed it correctly, he's walking, but his hands are in that position, and his left hand is over his right hand. I happen to notice that. It's not tefillah, but you'll be my eye in the pictures that you have of the Chafetz Chaim. His left hand's over his right hand, and I took note of that. I thought it was interesting, because he wasn't davening, but just interesting to note. Fine. Weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkotan Zayin. We said one should be standing in front of Hashem like an Eved stands in front of his master. Be'ema b'yiru v'fachad. V'yesh lis no'eya b'shas tefillah mishum kolatz mosai tomarna Hashem yichamocha. And a person should be shuckling and going back and forth during davening because of the pasuk of kolatz mosai tomarna, that all my limbs will be speaking the praises of Hashem, and therefore we shuckle so all our limbs are moving. In the back, in note number 16, he writes, V'chein kosav ha-ramah la'el. That's what the Ramah told us earlier, that one should shuckle while he is davening. Omnam, however, there the Mishnah Berurah says differently. The Mishnah Berurah Sham Kasav, the Mishnah Berurah there writes, Sheyesh Cholkin Va'omrim, some argue and say, She'ein Lisnoeya B'Tfilo, one should not be shaking while he is davening. Bilvad, Milvad Pesukei Dezimra, Uberchas Kriyashma, V'Talmud Torah. One could shuckle during Pesukei Dezimra, Berchas Kriyashma, and learning, but not during davening. V'sayim, the Mishnah Berurah ends off there. There are these two shittas. Shemikomokom, Gamma Magen Avram, Shu Ben HaChokim. Even the Magen Avram, who is one who argues, Sover, She the Ovid, Kemar Ovid, the Ovid, Kemar Ovid. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that either way it's okay. Same idea, the same way where you put your hands, by your heart, or on your stender, it's okay. So too, if you're more comfortable, you can be mechaving more by shuckling, you should shuckle. If you have more kavana by standing straight, you should stand straight. You have to do whatever brings about more kavana for you. However, there's some things that are inappropriate, and that he brings over here. But to shake in a way that your body is standing straight, you're just turning your head back and forth like you're saying no. There the Mishnah writes, She'ein lasos kein ki hu derech gaiva. That's a haughty way of davening, and one should not be davening standing straight and just moving his head. But moving your body, however you're comfortable, I guess, would be okay. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalid, Tov l'chavein raglov gam b'shah she'omre kedusha im shleat tzibur. So besides that which we said before, that a person's feet should be together when he's davening Shemone Esrei, one's feet should be together as well during kedusha that he is saying with the shleat tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah is on page 256. He says, Sharei omrim kishem shemakdishim oso b'shmei marum. Because during kedusha we're saying that we're praising Hashem like they praise Hashem in Shemayim, so we're being like malachim even during kedusha. But the all-important note is note number 18, which Alex once asked me about very strongly, and I couldn't find the source. But look at note number 18. When do your feet have to be together during Kedusha? At what point can you start walking around and take your feet apart from each other? So most people seem to do it before the end bracha. Yes, we learned this together. You came over and asked me about this. I think it was you. Look at note number 18. The admosa yamur kisheraglov tsmudo zulazu. Until what point in Kedusha do you have to remain standing with your feet together? So Ha'el Yerabba, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, all right, Shiyamur Kach Atziyam Birchas HaKel HaKadosh, till the very end of the bracha. And the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner, explains, Shebesof HaBracha Misayam Es HaKedusha, at the end of the bracha, that's where the Kedusha ends. Ubeprad Le'elu HaMesayimim Ledor Vador, Kedushas HaNaktish, certainly according to the Ashkenazim, who end off with Kedushas HaNaktish, Shumamish Me'ein Siyam HaKedusha. It's Mamish, ending the Kedusha, that bracha, so you have to keep your feet together. That one should be careful for this day and keep his feet together till the end of the bracha, except for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Shemarichim harbe bebracha ashlishes. There, when we say Amelach Hakadosh, we have Vechein Tein Patacha. There, Shalom Zalman is Moda. You don't have to keep your feet together all the way till Akel Hakadosh. You could move them after Yimloch. Fine. But so we see many shittas that say to get together. El Yerabba, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, Rav Ozner, Shlomo Zalman. Meidach, on the other hand, the Taras Chaim, Anur Chaim Kinyevsky, Kosvu Shigam B'Shayim Mos HaShana Lo Nogu Kein. They say the minhag is not to do that. I assume what they mean is not through the last bracha, just till Yimloch, which is what Taka the minhag Olam is. That after a person says Yimloch, they walk around. But there certainly is what to be Machmiran and keep your feet together till the end of the bracha of Akel HaKadosh, especially since we learned earlier that the bracha of Akel HaKadosh is one of the two brachos that you're allowed to answer Amen to in the middle of Kriya Shema, in the middle of Elokai Netzur. It's a very chashuv bracha. You say, even if you don't want to go with this, but l'maisa, it's a bracha that's very high up there, and if you're walking around and you're distracted, it's not necessarily the best thing. We'll stop here and we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.